Mums with Hustle podcast episode 430.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Ladies, we are heading off to Asia for 5 months and we leave this week. Yep. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Oh, yeah, we are heading off to Asia this week for a 5 month trip and adventure. And we're going to start in Bali. And we may decide to stay the entire time in Bali, but we may also not decide to stay in Bali for the whole 5 months. I honestly have no idea. I've got no idea. And in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you why the move. Why are we doing this? And yeah, I'm going to be filling you in on what's happening in my beautiful, amazing life. So let's just get into it, shall we? So like I said, at the end of this month, at the end of this week, we're moving to Bali, all four of us. Myself, Carl, the boys. For those that are new to this podcast episode, hello, welcome. This is the first time that we are, I guess, living abroad since becoming digital entrepreneurs. I've had this business for going on 9 years and we travel a lot. Like just last year, we went overseas 3 times. Yeah, we went to Dubai last year. We went to Italy. We went to Bali 3 times last year. And that's just, yeah, one of our years. But all except, you know, pandemic times, we go overseas every year, if not multiple times a year. And even prior to becoming parents, Carl and I were married for 7 years before we became parents. And we traveled every single year together during those 7 years as well. Like, we just love traveling. And one of the biggest reasons why I wanted an online business was, well, the fact that I can pick up and live and work basically anywhere where there's an internet connection. I truly love traveling. Carl and myself and the boys very much view ourselves as citizens of the world versus a citizen of just one particular place. And we're absolutely freaking excited. So like I said, we're going to Bali as our first stop because it is a place that we just absolutely love and feel very safe and familiar with also. And at the same time, we feel like, even though we've been there 4 times, we feel like we've barely explored that place. And we just always want to go back and see more and more and more. So yeah, we're starting in Bali. We've booked our first month of accommodation. And beyond that, nothing else is planned. Nothing. And that is very exciting to us because plans can become very limiting. And this is about being limitless. So the first month is booked and we're staying in a villa in Canggu area. This is a place, an area that we have visited 4 times in a 14-month period. So we know exactly where we're going. Those of you that might be a bit like, oh my gosh, it's such a busy area. We already know that. We love that. We love the island vibes. We love the busy vibes. It's like it's just all the things. It is a vibe and we love it there. So spending the first month in a villa, very, very central to the most popular spots in Canggu because accessibility and being able to walk places or just hop on a quick Gojek bike ride. Don't worry, I'm not going to be riding a scooter. I'll be getting a driver courtesy of the Gojek app, which costs next to nothing for them to take you anywhere. And that's how we'll be transporting ourselves around, I guess. I'm very fortunate that my husband is also very spontaneous and always has been. We are both very much into possibility and into just feeling at any moment in time on this 5-month trip, feeling into where we want to be. And we find, well, some of you are going to see it as the lack of planning. We find that enough of a plan. It's enough for us to know that we want to go overseas. It's enough for us to know that we have 5 months. It's enough for us to know that we've got accommodation for the first month, and we are in just full trust and faith that we'll be guided and protected, and we'll know where we need to go next when it's time to move on. And we know that we'll listen and we'll move when it is. Our children also find traveling to be so exhilarating. They want nothing more than to hang out with mum and dad and go to new places together. They are counting down the days. My eldest has especially been walking around the school telling absolutely anyone who will listen about our upcoming trip, even before we were ready to announce it, even before we had our meeting with the principal. Oh my gosh, they're both so excited. They love Bali as well, and Asia in general. And we're just absolutely thrilled to see this excitement in them, because they're not afraid of traveling. They very much feel connected to their brothers and sisters, other races, other faiths, other cultures all around the world. And that is largely due to the fact that, you know, we've traveled with them since they've been babies, and they know that mummy wasn't born in Australia. She was born in South Africa, in Cape Town, and to them it is normal to travel the world. And so, yeah, they're very, very excited. And for us, home truly is where the four of us are. Home is wherever we are together. And I know that that sounds so corny, but it's true. I love the closeness of our family unit. It is everything. And we take our role as parents seriously. And part of that is being intentional with the experiences that we give our children in this lifetime in general, but in this season of life and in their phase of childhood and their stage of development and our season of life as fit, healthy, I'm going to say, young parents. We are all about building up the memories with our children while they're young, because there's going to be a time where all we are to our kids are memories. And we want to create beautiful core memories with our kids. I heard some crazy statistic the other day. Oh my gosh, wouldn't it be helpful if I came to this podcast prepared to give you the statistic? But alas, I did not, because I very much get behind the mic and I just feel like I'm chatting to a friend. So I didn't know I was going to drop the statistic. Okay. But basically, it was something like 90% of our time spent with our children is like done and dusted by the time that they're 18 years old. And something like 70% of our time spent with our kids is done by the time they reach 12. Oh my gosh, like I have a 10-year-old. What the heck? And then I think, yeah, it definitely was 90% of the time that you have with your children is done by the time that they're 18. And when Carl and I reflect on that, we are just like, well, that's not good enough for us. And then it makes us really think with consciousness, like, how are we spending time with our kids? How are we choosing to spend time? We truly don't know the amount of summers or the amount of Christmases that we'll have with our children. We don't. And for me, I've experienced that firsthand. I've shared with those of you that have been in my community for a long time or for years. Like, you know, my own dad died when I was 17 years old. And I had a brother that was 20. I had another sister that was 14 years old and another sister that was only 7 years old when he died. And so I know that that amount of time that we have with each other, that's not even certain. And so when you truly know that, it changes you forever. And I don't want people to have to go through something like that to know that that is the truth. Like that's a hard way to kind of get this perspective or to learn that lesson. And I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But I am always going to choose to spend my time that I have right now versus putting all of my eggs in a basket for some time in the future and saying, I'll do that when. Because the truth is, we don't know what lies in store in our future or in our children's futures. Nothing is certain, but what is certain is the now. And if you're fully living like all you have is now, then that begins to impact the decisions that you make. It begins to impact what you view as risk versus what you view as living. It begins to impact where you would go, how you would spend your money. And this is what I mean when I talk about truly creating a life by design. For us, creating a life by design is the very reason that I quit my job as a teacher like 9 years ago. It was for freedom. It was to spend time with my kids on our own terms. It was to start this online business and make a big difference in this world and show people that there's a whole other way to live and love. And we don't have to be enslaved in a 9-to-5 and even in our own businesses. Because let's be honest, some people are creating a business, but then they're just being trapped there. No, we're not here to live a life that is limiting. And not everyone feels the desire to travel. And most definitely not everyone feels the desire to travel in the way that we do. And that doesn't mean that you're not free. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying get really clear on how would you be living life? How would you be spending money? How would you be making decisions if you were truly living your life by design? And then challenge yourself to start making decisions in those ways. Like, why not? So when people in our everyday circles have found out that we're moving to Bali and we could be gone for 5 months or traveling all around Asia, a lot of the time they'll say, oh, but why? And I just think, well, why not? Why wouldn't we? We've created this reality for ourselves where this is possible. And the world is so big. It's so beautiful. You haven't even met everyone that's going to love you yet. I love that saying. And I'm just all about going out and living one beautiful, adventurous life with my kids and with my hubby, my best friend. That's what it's about. So yeah, we are excited for the possibilities. We're excited for new friends. We're excited to have new creative ideas pop up because when you place yourself in an expansive environment, that's when you think your best. I know for me personally, Bali is so expansive. Every time I go, I'm expanding this business in the most wonderful and also easeful ways every single time. And I'm excited to learn more of the Indonesian language. I'm excited to have more freedom in our days. Our kids are excited to learn the language, to have more freedom in their days too. And actually, while we're on that topic, I know a lot of you are probably wondering, well, what are you doing about school, Tracy? And well, it's not that hard, it turns out. We've met with our school principal and we've got the total support and go ahead from him and all of the staff. They have just been so wonderful. And yes, they've expressed their jealousy and envy about our willingness, but more so our ability to just have the thought to go and then be in the position to be able to go and do it. And that is such a blessing and a privilege. And like I always say, like if you have that blessing and that privilege, then you need to go use it. Don't squander it. Don't take advantage of it and just let it die. Go do something with it. You know, the school was saying to us that this is just the most valuable experience that we can give our children. And if we are in the position to be able to give them these experiences, then we absolutely should because, well, the principal was saying, like, the truth is not every family is able to do this for so many reasons, but we are. And because of that, our boys are going to grow in ways and experience things that other children just can't. So yeah, we have the school's full support and we found an amazing school solution. Basically, it's a company of qualified primary teachers that are going to come to our villa every single day or as often as we wish within the hours that we wish to do private schooling with our boys, and they're going to be teaching the Australian curriculum. So they are going to be incredibly well educated and supported because they're basically going to have the teacher to themselves right there in our home, in our villa. And they'll be able to grow at their own pace. They're going to be able to get individualized attention and they're going to fly through their school day way faster because, you know, it's not structured like a typical school day. So they're going to be off and free to play or swim or do one of their other hobbies that they love. We're even in the process of looking for a keyboard teacher to teach the boys their music and to keep up their drum lessons possibly. So looking into options for music. Because as much as possible, we'd like to keep those hobbies going for them, but they're also very open to exploring new hobbies wherever they are. And they're so excited for that. So honestly, like every piece of possible resistance that someone could have, there really is an answer for. There's a solution for everything. And I just wanted to highlight that point to you because so many of you want to do things in life and in business, and there's always a but. There's always a but. And you are making that become a reason for not taking your next step into your freedom. That is something that you get to change. And it requires a belief shift. It requires you to operate from a mindset of possibility and abundance versus a mindset of stuckness or fear or lack. I'm also excited, you know, because maybe we're going to end up in Thailand at some point, even like just for a few weeks. I don't know. Kind of feel like I'd like to go to Chiang Mai or Krabi or maybe even Koh Samui. I have been to Phuket 4 times, so that's why that's not on the list this time. But yeah, I haven't been to Chiang Mai. I've always wanted to go to Vietnam. Hoi An is kind of calling my name and has been for about a year. Japan is on our list of places to possibly go to. I don't know if we're going to have time for all of that. I don't know if we're going to feel like moving around a lot. We may, or maybe we're going to want to plant roots in one particular area in Bali and we're just going to be there for the entire time. I don't know. Maybe we're just going to move around Bali and have a month in Ubud, have a month in Uluwatu, have a month in Canggu. I don't know. But I look forward to sharing all of our adventures with you on Instagram. And if you're not already following me, please do. I'm at Mums with Hustle on Instagram. No underscores or anything like that. And I look forward to sharing lots of business and life in Bali content. So yeah, that's going to be happening. I don't know what else there is to really share with you, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. So if you do have questions, please send them through to me. You can email hello@mumswithhustle.com or you can send me a DM on Instagram. And I'm so looking forward to going on the adventure with my family. And like I said, sharing my experience with you as I go, which is very much how this podcast started. At the time that I started this podcast, I was exiting my career as a primary teacher and I was embarking on a whole new journey of starting an online business and having no idea what I was doing, but just knowing that I wanted to have an online business because I believe that I shouldn't have to choose between being a mum and working. And that's definitely a situation I found myself in at work. And that didn't sit right with me. I also believe that we are here to live an abundant life. We are here to experience life to the full. And that means claiming freedom for ourselves. And an online business is a beautiful way to do that. So I knew that I wanted that. How I was going to build my business, I had no idea. And it just kind of reminds me of this move to Asia. I know what I want. I don't really know how it's going to look. And I want everyone to know that that's enough. That's enough of a reason to press go on things because they feel good. Every single time I do that, it works out for me. Every single time I slow down and I get caught in a planning phase or an overthinking phase, like honestly, the planning phase for me is where my best ideas go to die. So I've just learned that I don't get too caught up in planning. I know what I want and then I take an aligned step in full trust that God is going to meet me where I'm at every single step of the way. And so I don't feel afraid. And I've got my family. Oh my gosh, how exciting. I mean, I'm going to be sharing podcast episodes from Bali. So maybe other countries too. How cool is that? I've got my little remote podcasting kit. So that's coming with me. I'm also pretty damn sure that I'm going to be creating and launching something brand new for all of you that have online courses and online memberships. And I'm going to do that while I'm over there because Bali is just this amazing place for me where I feel my most creative. I feel my most bold and I get to escape the noise of my everyday here. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love where we live, but I don't think that being here is where I access my greatest ideas. I access my greatest ideas when I am removed from this environment and when I can hear myself think and when I can just go deep into my work and where I'm in an environment that is so supportive of my family, of my health, of my creativity. I mean, speaking of health, I love Bali because of the food. It is so healthy. It's so fresh. It's so delicious. It's so easy and cheap for us to find the types of foods that we like to eat, even when we are out and about and when we're being social and having a good time. I find here it's becoming increasingly difficult to find food that is whole foods based, that fits into our lifestyle and our diet. But in Bali, it's easy. So that just removes, you know, a big mental load for us and instantly makes going out be more fun. I love the wellness and fitness culture of Bali. And there's just more people that you cross paths with that are working on their health and fitness daily. There's more people that are focused on mental well-being and physical health than there are people that aren't focused on those things. And I just enjoy being around environments where everyone is focused on prioritizing health and wellness versus having it be a reactive state, like only working on their health or wellness when they're sick or they're injured or they're not feeling good in their own bodies. It's very inspiring to be around people where that's a daily habit. I also love that there are so many digital entrepreneurs and expats in Bali, people that are free thinking, people that take chances and risks every day, people that are launching businesses like it's normal, and where being an entrepreneur is just normal compared to here where it can feel like digital entrepreneurs are really just scattered and we are far and few in between. And that's because statistically we are. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to be a part of an amazing mastermind, then that's where you get that socialization piece of being with like-minded people, like that bucket gets filled there. And that's another reason why I have my mastermind, because I know how important it is. And I love creating that environment and that space for women to thrive amongst like-minded individuals and where those things like risk and trying new things and launching and pivoting, like where all of that is just so normalized, because then you find yourself taking more action and you find yourself experiencing the growth and the change in your life that you're seeking. So I get to be around more of that. And My family gets to have adventures. And we're so excited. I look forward to sharing more of our adventure with you. So like I said, follow me at Mums with Hustle. Send me a DM with any questions. I know some of you are going to hear this and you're going to be so inspired and activated. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, Tracy, that's always been a dream of ours. Like maybe not the destination, but just the idea of it. And it is something that just is the perfect timing for our little fam now. And I can't wait to share more. So thank you for being here. Thank you for all of your support of me, of my family, of our adventure. And I just feel so blessed, like to have every single one of you in this community. It's incredibly special and it's a privilege and it's something that I don't ever take for granted, not for a single moment, not for a single day. And I can't wait to share and teach back our experience, the good, the bad, the hard, all of it with you. So thank you for being here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the other side. My next batch recording day will be done in Bali. How cool is that? Take care and stay happy in your hustle. Bye.